Now listen to the lecture.
Today, we'll talk about the intricate processes involved in making porcelain. Around 200 BC, during the Han Dynasty in China, porcelain first appeared. However, it wasn't until the Tang Dynasty that porcelain production methods started to really advance. During this time, a composition that could endure high temperatures during firing was made using a combination of clay and a mineral known as feldspar, allowing for a pure, translucent product. The famed blue and white porcelain made its debut during the Yuan Dynasty when porcelain production reached unprecedented heights. These elaborate patterns, which frequently represented images from nature, were made possible by the use of cobalt oxide in these designs. This mineral, which was imported from Persia, was crucial in producing the characteristic blue color. In order to get the desired result, cobalt oxide was combined with a transparent glaze and fired at high temperature. The invention of the kiln during the Ming Dynasty was one of the most significant advancements in the manufacture of porcelain. The long, brick-built kiln, sometimes known as the dragon kiln, could maintain continuously high temperatures. In order to give porcelain the desired hardness, translucency, and vitrification, fire was essential. Let's now discuss European porcelain. Eventually, in the 18th century, they started making their own versions. The first successful porcelain-producing facility in Europe was the Meissen Porcelain Manufactory in Germany. They used several methods, but they also included their own tastes and aesthetics, such as painting and gilding. Industrialization increased in porcelain production over the 19th and 20th centuries. The democratization of porcelain was made possible by new technology, which made it possible to produce goods more quickly and effectively. Now, everybody could enjoy porcelain. It was no longer just for the elite. The production of porcelain in the modern era has now mainly been commercialized. However, some artists continue to use time-honored methods, which call for great skill and perseverance. Due to a lack of funding and desire, many of these abilities are, unfortunately, disappearing. A huge loss, one that the wide world isn't aware of. It is comparable to the realm of graffiti, where prefabricated designs frequently obscure real artist talent. To sum up, tremendous advancements and breakthroughs in porcelain production over the years have produced one-of-a-kind, breathtaking works of art. Despite the difficulties in maintaining traditional methods, porcelain is still prized for its beauty and roughness.